with CJMQ, and we're welcoming William Joseph today at CJMQ. Welcome, William. Now,
Thank you very much.
I was reading some of your biography. You're coming to Centennial Theater on the campus of Bishop's University, and that will be Thursday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. So quite a few fans in the area here.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get up there. Canada's kind of my home away from home, and, mm-hmm. and I always love returning.
Okay. Now, you are based in Nevada, is that correct?
Actually, Phoenix.
Phoenix. Okay. Good. Good. How long have you been there?
You know, I was born and raised here. All of my family is here, and mm-hmm. And so I just, this is where I live, and then I go everywhere else when I'm working.
Okay. Good. Now, I was reading, you've basically been interested in music all your life. Actually, they say from the cradle, and at age 8, you won a scholarship in music?
I did. I started playing the piano when I was 4, and we found this amazing Russian classical teacher mm-hmm. whom I studied with for about 13 years. And when I was 8, it got to a point where I needed to take lessons, you know, more than actually we could afford.
Mm-hmm.
And so we applied for a scholarship through the Boys and Girls Club, and I ended up receiving this national scholarship that paid for everything, like paid for music lessons, music camps, concerts, everything.
Okay.
And was able to hold that scholarship until I was about 16.
That's amazing. Were you up against a lot of people for the scholarship?
You know what? I like to think so.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so I guess there wasn't a time in your life that you didn't love music then.
No, I've always just absolutely loved music, and
mm-hmm.
I have music going through my head at all times.
Good. Were your parents both musical?
You know what, my grandmother was the musical one,
mm-hmm.
and she used to be able to play. She could play any instrument, and she sang, and she was a performer. And I remember every once in a while we'd sit down. Her main instrument was the mandolin.
Okay.
And we have some Italian history, but
mm-hmm.
we would sit down and play little duets on the piano with the mandolin. And I remember when I was in high school, I thought it'd be really funny to plug her mandolin into my guitar amplifier with extreme distortion, and it kind of scared the heck out of her. But it was it was fun. I have fond
mm-hmm.
memories of playing music with her.
That's nice. See, you made one album in 2004. Your debut album was Within.
Yes.
And now you've come out with another one. You were more or less discovered by David Foster.
Yes, I got to meet the legendary producer David Foster,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, David comes to my hometown, Phoenix, to do a big charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by a friend who was managing me at the time that David was coming into town and he was going to try and arrange an introduction. So I showed up to this place where he was rehearsing and was introduced to David. And then the next thing I knew, David asked if I would play him a song on stage, like right on the spot. And
so
I played him a song that I wrote
mm-hmm.
Spontaneously, and he started conducting to the rest of the band that was sitting on the stage to join in.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next thing I knew, I was rocking out. I had David Foster conducting, and this whole band was playing with me. And after that, he invited me to come and actually open the whole show that evening.
Okay.
And that was my introduction to David Foster.
Amazing.
So it kind of went from there.
Okay. Now, do you write all your own compositions?
You know what? I write a lot, and I have a couple of songs on this on Beyond,
mm-hmm.
The latest CD,
mm-hmm.
A couple of cover songs that I did as well. But yeah, I've really been into the writing, and I like to be involved in the arranging and you know, kind of come up with different string lines and just different orchestral parts and,
mm-hmm.
and even the groove of like the drummer, things like that. So I'm definitely get into it all on all sides.
Okay. How would you describe your sound? What type of uniqueness do you bring to the album?
You know, it's kind of like the album is kind of like it's a soundtrack
mm-hmm.
to a movie that hasn't been written.
Okay.
And there's a lot of variety within the song or the CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there'll be some ballads and kind of some you know, that'll have like a pop feel but very cinematic. And then there's also these epic themes that you would hear in like in a Braveheart or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cinematic, and it has a hint of classical, but it's also kind of pop as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a crossover maybe between pop and some classical too, and
little bit of everything.
Okay, so it's a unique William Joseph composition then.
It is.
Okay, great. Any particular track that stands out in your mind?
You know what? There are a few of them. Like there was one track on there called Heroes,
mm-hmm.
that made it to the. It was the final. It was in the final running for being the theme song for the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
For the lighting of the torch, and it was in the running, and I didn't find out until literally a few weeks before the Olympics happened that it wasn't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it totally belongs in there. It's very Olympic and thematic and exciting. And so that one, I believe will find a place somewhere. And then there's also tender ballads. There's one called Sweet Remembrance of You.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tender, and it's piano and violin. And then the orchestra comes in a little later with a bagpipe at the end, and It's just kind of one of those heart-wrenching, moving songs.
Okay, and where do you get your inspiration?
You know, I have a lot of places and people who have influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up as a classical lover,
mm-hmm.
Playing the greats like Chopin and Rachmaninoff, and just have loved them. But there's so many people that I've that have inspired me. Modern day music and.
Mm-hmm.
And I really listen to a very wide variety of different kinds of music. So it comes from a lot of places.
Okay, so it's going to be a great show coming on Thursday, October 23rd, 8 p.m., William Joseph. Now, most of the tracks will be in the show, and I suppose everybody can buy a copy of the CD after?
Yes, and, you know, after the show it's just as exciting for me as the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tradition where after the show we love to go out and hang out with everyone,
mm-hmm.
And just meet everyone after the show. And
that's wonderful.
To me, that's important to me because I like to connect with the fans and the people that are there and just to talk to everyone and meet them. So we're definitely going to be out there and really looking forward to it.
That's great. So that's Thursday, October 23rd, 8 p.m. at Centennial Theater. Now, you have one main website or more than one, William?
I have a couple. My main website is william-joseph.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a MySpace website as well.
Okay.
And between the two websites, there's a lot of videos and cool things you can check out. We just, in fact, there's a video on there. We just did a private event where it was a very extravagant event in LA, and they built a stage about 60 feet above the ground, and it was in a tent, and they lowered us down slowly as
mm-hmm.
a surprise guest.
Wow.
And they lowered us down while we were playing Led Zeppelin's Kashmir,
mm-hmm.
until we hit the ground.
Okay.
It was a controlled hit. We didn't fall. But
wow.
And then they kind of brought us back up, but it was just totally over the top, crazy performance, and that's on. You can find that video on the site.
Good. That sounds really exciting. Now you're doing a lot of touring. You'll be in Sherbrooke on the 23rd, and from there you're going. Is it to Montreal and then to Ottawa?
Montreal, yes, at
mm-hmm.
La Tulip.
Mm-hmm.
Tulip, yes, La Tulip.
Okay, good.
And then off to Ontario.
Okay, great. So lots of chances to see you. Anything else you want to say about the show or your music before we go, William?
You know what? I'm just so excited to be coming. I can't say that enough. And I just I'm gonna give it everything I've got. And I really just am looking forward to sharing the new music and connecting with the audience.
Well, we're really looking forward to it too. Okay, thanks very much, William, and looking forward to the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
All the best. Bye.
Bye.
We just heard the track called Heroes. It's by the artist William Joseph, and it's off his CD called Beyond. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.